you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? I am missionary Richard Yerby, coming to you from the heartland of Japan with a simple but direly important question to you. Do you know God? And that is the title of this sermon. You who are not personally trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please, for your own eternal blessedness, ever so seriously ponder what I say to you in this sermon. You are created as an eternal living being that will never cease to exist, created by the one true, almighty, eternal God for the express purpose of bringing pleasure to Him. Possibly, you regret to hear me say that is the reason why you exist. But that is an eternal truth that you cannot avoid nor escape, no matter how much you might wish it were not so, nor how strongly and vehemently you adamantly deny it. Your belief regarding it and your desire and wish that it not be so will never change that eternal truth one iota. So it is direly important that you faced that unchangeable truth head-on, because you must take action if you are to escape eternal hell fire torments and become blessed forevermore. Adam and Eve's transgression against God results in all people born into the human race being born with a sinful nature, separated from our Creator. We must return to Him in repentance to be reconciled unto Him, and thuswise escape sin's wages, which are the never-ending torments of hell fire. That is the one thing that any person of dire necessity should do in life. If you have not yet done so, you should do so right now, immediately, upon hearing this. God commands us to seek Him and promises us that He will be found of us when we seek Him with all our heart. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I give is recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 reads, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 33, verse 3 reads, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Upon hearing these two blessed invitations to all mankind, you please call upon your Creator right now in this following manner. My Creator God, I now call unto Thee in simple sincerity of heart. Please make known Thy existence unto me. Please make known Thy divine presence right here with me now. Please show me Thy great glory, majesty, and power. Please show me the exact degree to which I stand as a filthy, lost, and undone, hell-bound sinner before Thy presence, my holy, righteous, pure, clean, truthful, and upright Creator God. Please show me Thy anger and wrath that is upon me right now. Please reveal unto me what my eternal fate would be if I were to die now in my lost and undone condition. Please assure me that Thou wilt save me from going into hell's eternal flaming torments if only I will call upon Thee in sincere repentance and trust in Thy Savior Jesus Christ to save me to the utmost and eternally. Please stir up my heart to seek and to search for my Creator God with all my heart. Draw me unto Thee by Thy eternal power, Thy almighty power. Please remove every obstacle that has prevented me from coming unto Thee till now. Right now, I call unto Thee to please answer me and show me all the great and mighty things Thou wouldest have me to know. Please give me a taste of Thy rich mercy, grace, compassion, loving kindness, love, joy, peace, and joy unspeakable. Draw me unto Thee with cords of love, I plead. Amen. I've a message full of love, hallelujah, a message, oh my friend, for you. Is a message from above, hallelujah. Jesus said it, and I know 'tis true. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I warn you as strongly as possible not to shun God's gracious, loving invitation to look unto the Savior Jesus Christ in order to escape hell's eternal torments and instead live blessed forever. In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 8, we read that God hath power to help and to cast down. Almighty God is going to help you eternally, or He is going to cast you down eternally. And during your ever so short existence on earth, you will choose which one of these that our all-powerful Creator God will do unto you. Please do not make the wrong, eternally fatal choice. Life is offered unto you, hallelujah, eternal life thy soul shall have. If you'll only look to Him, hallelujah, look to Jesus who alone can save. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is recorded in His word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Let's look in God's Holy Bible at Egypt's ancient powerful king Pharaoh to see his regard for his creator God. Pharaoh was holding the nation Israel in bondage in Egypt as his slaves, cruelly abusing them with hard physical labor, making them build his powerful kingdom. God sent Moses, his prophet, to Pharaoh with this command. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Now look at King Pharaoh's reply in verse 2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Mighty King Pharaoh likely vehemently and proudly and angrily proclaimed that he did not know his creator God and would under absolutely no circumstances obey God's command delivered to him by Moses to let the nation of Israel go free from his harsh bondage. Nothing can be more fatally tragic than to declare that one does not know one's creator God and will not obey his voice. Presently, if that is your mindset for your own eternal well-being, please change it and embrace life everlasting. That is exactly what I did, and I have never once regretted doing so. Instead, daily, I become more and more joyful over that decision I made many decades ago as a young lad. Please get a Holy Bible and read in the book of Exodus from chapter 5 on to see Almighty God plague Egypt with one plague after another, each successive plague getting more severe until God kills the firstborn child in each Egyptian household, even Pharaoh's firstborn son. Then Pharaoh lets the nation of Israel go free, but soon changes his mind. He leads his mighty Egyptian army after them into the Red Sea that God miraculously parted for the Israelis to cross on dry land. Then God closed the walls of water of the Red Sea over Pharaoh's pursuing army, drowning them all, including Pharaoh. Listen as I read that account in Exodus chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work that the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. That is a true account of God casting down disobedient, rebellious sinners several thousand years ago. And that mighty King Pharaoh has been suffering the torments of hell fire ever since then, and will continue to suffer those torments forever without remedy. And if only he could speak to you, rebellious sinner, right now, he would tell you that you do not want to join him in hell's eternal fiery torments. So you please pay heed to me, now warning you of that fatal tragedy. And you do the sensible thing of trusting in Jesus Christ right now to be saved before it is too late. It behooves you also to fear the Lord and to believe him as the Israelites did upon seeing this great judgment of God slaying mighty Pharaoh and all his host of army. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, I trusted and he saved my soul. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. Please read the following chapter 15 of Exodus, the song of victorious deliverance that the Israelites then sang out to God. Verse 1, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Verse 3, the Lord is a man of war. Verse 4, Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Verse 10, thou didst blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Mr. Big Shot, Miss Big Shot, Mrs. Big Shot, who detests the thought of your Creator God intruding into your life, you cannot change the truth that you belong to your Creator because he created you. And for the purpose of obeying him and therefore bringing pleasure to him, your opposition to living for Almighty God's pleasure turns his glory into shame. He calls upon you to repent and to live for his glory. If you go on in that sinful, rebellious state, the day will soon come when he will kill you with death and cast you into the depths of hell. Please do not harden your heart and stiffen your neck against God. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1 clearly warns us, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Back in the 1980s or so, in the U.S., three or four high-income businessmen together regularly traveled on business. More than one of them had a private pilot's license, and they traveled on business by flying in a four-seater propeller airplane, them doing the piloting. Staying in hotels while traveling on business, they paid whores for nightly sinning. They boasted plenty of that immoral sin. Thus, it was quite well known among some local people in the city where the men lived. So the day came when a holy, righteous God decreed, "No longer will you turn my glory into shame." At night, as the three or four of them were flying in that small plane back to their hometown, God sent an unexpected strong wind at their altitude that ripped off both wings of that light plane, sending it plunging to the earth, of course. God suddenly clipped their wings. The amazing thing was that not a one of those men died when that wingless fuselage crashed onto the earth. That is because the autopsy showed that each man's heart had already frozen within them as the plane fell. Their bodies were already killed by fear of death before the crippled plane struck the ground. Fearful in praises, the delivered Israelis sang upon watching God kill Almighty, though he thought he was Mighty King Pharaoh, Mighty King Pharaoh and every soldier in his powerful army. My friend, without Christ, you take heed. Now is the day of salvation. Do not harden your heart, please, and please do not stiffen your neck against his grace and mercy. If you continue to do so, the day will soon come when God will suddenly and fearfully clip your wings with death and send you plunging into the fiery depths of hellfire. Please repent to God now, before the time comes when he will no longer tolerate your rebellion and suddenly cast you down into the depths of eternal hell. Lost, hell-bound sinner friend, you are fighting against your almighty Creator by refusing to repent unto him. All who do so lose in that fight, no exceptions. However, there is an easy way for you to become a winner right now by unconditionally surrendering to Almighty God. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Lost and undone sinner friend, what I just sang will bring you into everlasting blessedness if you will sing those words from your heart. Now, as I sing the second verse, ask your Creator God to help you to proclaim it to him from your heart. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. That is the one important thing, the one necessary thing for you to do during your short life on earth. So please do it now, my lost friend. As I now sing the third verse, you please pray it from your heart. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Procrastination in this matter shows that you are still rebelling against your Creator God, putting off repenting unto Him, angers your Creator who decrees that now is the day of salvation. As you continually put off repenting unto Him, His anger and wrath continually rise against you in your rebellion, till the time soon comes when He will cut you off in His wrath. Now, as I sing the fourth and last verse, please wholeheartedly and unreservedly pray it from your heart. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. These audio sermons are on my website, available to anyone, anytime. Please tell others about them. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes, christ-is-all.us. Remember, Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you personally, and He is coming again. He might come today. Let us be prepared to meet Him. I fervently desire the trump to sound for His coming right now. How about you? Do you? Even so, come, Lord Jesus, I plead. I would love to see Your face now. Amen and amen.